Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Birchmere. I'm sure most of you know why you're here to take part in what's going to be a very, very special evening here. You know, live albums traditionally reflect an air of excitement between the group performing and the audience that's listening. And I think even more so tonight than is the norm, because this group has put a lot of excitement back into bluegrass music listening. I know for myself, because they combine a great reverence for the traditions of the music with a tremendous youthful exuberance and excitement that carries across, obviously, to you, their many fans. So let's all enjoy right now the making of this great Live at the Birchmere with the Johnson Mountain Boys.
And recorded live at the Birchmere in April of 1983, the legendary Johnson Mountain Boys. And a great introduction there from Red Shipley, and though that opening theme of Wake Up Susan at a blistering pace from fiddler Eddie Stubbs. A great live record from the JMB, and we heard there, We Can't Be Darlings Anymore, old Flat and Scruggs number. Of course, they are always capable of the full excitement of live bluegrass, really kind of going back to the 50s, and but really paying homage to of the greats. You know, they did Bill Monroe numbers on this, and of course Flat and Scruggs and many others. So the JMB live at the Birchmere. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these listener-supported WCMU public radio stations. Glad you're along with us here on the broadcast. We have some great new things pulled out. Some old things, of course, too. Some much like the JMB, want to thank my good friend, the late Chuck Ganzert from Marquette, professor at Northern Michigan University, gifted me some of his records. His wife did, actually, recently, and the JMB Live at the Birchmere was one of those. So wanted to give a tip of the cap to Chuck for his great musical taste. We had many, many hours of fine discussion about what makes great music, and I always miss his conversation. But we'll be spinning some of his other records. I have a few of them as it goes along here. So we hope you can stay close today.
Don't hold nothing back from me. Can't you see? I still love you, baby, so bring it on back to me. Well, you've been out of rock until a quarter past three. I'm tired of you, baby, make a fool of me, but you're still my gal. Oh, can't you see? I still love you, baby, so bring it on back to me. Bring it on. Show me what you got, don't hold nothing back from me. Can't you see?
I still love you, baby, so bring it on back to me. I'm a do-right man. Oh, can't you see? But I still love you, baby, so bring it on back to me.
can't stay long anywhere I go. I was born to run, not walk the line. I'm telling you, baby, I'm the traveling kind. When the highway called, I said goodbye to my mom and daddy on the mountainside. Just a barefoot boy, not yet a man. Had the urge to wander all around this land. I'm a traveling man, you ought to know. I can't stay long anywhere I go. I was born to run, not walk the line. I'm telling you, baby, I'm the traveling kind. And many a girl tried to tie me down, left them all crying, and rode out of town. Cause I can't be free with the ball and chain, so I waved goodbye from an old freight train. I'm a traveling man, you ought to know. I can't stay long anywhere I go. I was born to run, not walk the line. I'm telling you, baby, I'm the traveling kind.
Junior Sisk and his brand new recording on the Mountain Fever imprint called Brand New Shade of Blue. And we finished off with a song about moving along called The Traveling Kind from Junior Sisk. Fine new release from him. And in front of that, we heard from Molly Tuttle. She's making a big splash on the scene now and has released an EP on Compass. Came out a number of months ago, but it's simply called Rise, and we heard one of her compositions called You Didn't Call My Name. Molly, I believe she's up for Guitar Player of the Year at the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards, which comes up at the end of September. But she's like I say, she's been making a big splash on the scene over the last year or two. And this is her new EP. My guess is she's working on a new full-length LP at some point, which would be great because I think she's a real star on the rise. And in front of that, we heard from Ronnie Bowman's release, Starting Over, and a little honky-tonk number. And this was, let's see, who was this written by? It's written by Don and Tina Rigsby and Tim Stafford. Swinging little number called Bring It On, Baby from Ronnie Bowman. And Detour gave us the Quarterline Road from their release from 2012 called A Better Place. They're actually doing a couple of gigs this summer. I think they're going to be at the Milan Bluegrass Festival coming up here in just a few weeks. So if you always were a big fan of Detour, go out and check those guys out. And the JMB got us underway. The Johnson Mountain Boys live at the Birchmere in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And this is a recording that was made in April of 1983 for Rounder. They got us underway with a great introduction by Red Shipley. The Wake Up Susan fiddle mantra from Eddie Stubbs. And then followed that up with Flat and Scruggs' We Can't Be Darlings Anymore, written by Lester and Curly Seckler from the JMB.
Mm-hmm. was an old bachelor in our neighborhood, wanted to marry a young girl, he would if he could. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Ow, ow, ow.
I wouldn't marry if I could, would you?
I ain't never done it yet.
Combed up his hair and he shined up his shoes, he threw away the old cane he used to use. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Ow, ow, ow.
Hold that dog now. Don't let him get a hold of you.
Hold him, dogs.
Went to the merchant and he bought a suit of clothes, stiff collar shirt and a pair of silk clothes. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Ow, 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 ow.
Mighty slides, hired all the flutter and his hopes mighty high. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Get them dogs out of here, won't you?
Hold old Tim there, don't let him get loose.
You mean that bulldog?
Yeah.
He went through the gate with a grin on his face. Bulldog smiled at me, Lord, what a race. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Jump the garden fence,
the bulldog hanging near the bosom of his pants. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Get them dogs away from me, won't you, baby?
I'm trying to the best I can.
Oh.
Out across the barnyard, twice around the wagon, down through the briar patch, a shirt tail of fagging. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's old Lee.
Oh, oh,
run down the road till he comes to his home. He says to himself, I'll never more roam. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, that little fast dog out there, don't you?
Now, young men, this warning take when you go to court and call at the gate. Oh, oh, baby, call your dog off.
Get away from there!
Oh, baby, call your dog off, please.
this is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
Sail up on the billows, I'll sail up on the foam, I'll sail away to any port and then I'll sail back home.
Heave ho the anchor, I'm happy as can be, for a sailor brave on the ocean wave, that's the only life for me.
You'd like to know my history, I'll tell you what I can. My mother was a woman, my father was a man. For when I was a baby and when 12 years of age, I went to be a sailor where the billows roar and rage.
Heave ho the anchor, I'm as happy as can be. For a sail is a sail and a whale is a whale, that's the only life for me.
Once off the coast of Cuba, I fell into the sea. The whale that swallowed Jonah came up and swallowed me. I took my trusted pencil, began to write this rhyme. The whale then threw me up on land, I had a whale of a time.
Heave ho the anchor, I'm happy as can be. For a sailor brave on the ocean wave, that's the only life for me.
Now I have gone a sailing upon the seven seas. I'd rather be a sailor than live a life of ease. I'll sail upon the morrow, I'll tell you if I can. I'm going to see what I can see of far away Japan.
Heave ho the anchor, I'm as happy as can be. For a sail is a sail and a whale is a whale, that's the only life for me.
Diloff, Rice, and the Cuyahogans. And a great recording that they put out called On the Job Too Long. This came out a number of years ago now. And part of the reason I wanted to play this today was to tip a cap to my old buddy and long departed friend now, Bill Diloff, from Lee, Massachusetts. Passed away unexpectedly back in June, and miss him every day, but he was a great musician and lived for this kind of music, and he's accompanied here by Dave Rice, great harmonica player from the Cleveland area, and Joe LaRose, who lives around Kent, Ohio, and they made a record, again, called On the Job Too Long. And we heard a couple of tracks from this. We finished off with Heave Ho the Anchor, which was a song originally sung by Emery Arthur for the Vocalion label. And it had a little kind of a tappy, little slap-happy accompaniment there by the Cuyahogans. And we also heard they got us underway with a Baby Call Your Dog Off from Ridgill's Fountain Sightins, excuse me, on Vocalion, also from the 30s, and always really love this because of the dog sounds. Actually, I think from Joe LaRose, and great to revisit this record today. Diloff, Rice, and the Cuyahogans, On the Job Too Long, and in front of that, are in between all that. We heard a couple of fairly new records from fiddler and banjo player Paul Brown. You might recognize that name as working for National Public Radio for quite a long time. And a few years ago, stepped away and retired. You heard him reading newscasts a lot on the morning edition. And he, of course, great musician from the North Carolina area, hosts a music program called Across the Blue Ridge in North Carolina now. But he also makes music, and we heard a couple of fairly new releases from him in front of in front of Heave Ho the Anchor. We heard him in concert, if you will, not necessarily live, but with Mike Bryan, a nice fiddler from North Carolina, also with Mike's wife Marsha and Paul's wife Terry McMurray. And this is a self-titled release from them. And we heard Old Aunt Jenny with her nightcap on. Mike learned, great fiddle player from North Carolina, also called Rich Hartness. I guess it originally comes from Bell County, Kentucky fiddler Estill Bingham. Old Aunt Jenny with her nightcap on. I always love those old-time titles. And in front of that, Paul did a solo record this past year called Red Dog. Of course, he's accompanied by all of his buddies, Sam Bartlett and Abby Layden and Mac Benford and his wife Terry, Jim Nelson, Dito Norris. We heard Paul doing some great fiddle work on a tune that he learned from Benton Flippin, originally came from West Virginian Clark Kessinger, called Soppin' the Gravy, a big contest tune, especially in the Texas area. Remember hearing lots of Texas versions of Soppin' the Gravy. Here's a little bit more of an old-timey take on it, which he likes because of its strong, bluesy, and elemental and not too ornamental fiddle work. Paul Brown. Well, one quick thing I want to mention before we get back to some music here. The 15th Annual Algoma Traditional Music Dance and Heritage Art Camp takes place on August 12th through the 18th. And that is taking place at St. Joseph Island in Ontario, Canada. This goes on for, of course, a number of days, as you can see there, along with a concert, which will be taking place at the Centennial Grounds at Richards Landing. That's going to be taking place on Tuesday the 14th. But there's week-long workshops for beginners to advanced, for children's, teens, adults, whistle, flute, guitar, clawhammer, banjo, bagpipes, Ottawa Valley step dance, contra, Irish set dancing, lots more. There's tons of stuff going on here with folks like Tom Fitzgerald of the Fitzgeralds joining them for the week, Kyle Weymouth, Cape Breton fiddler Dan McDonald, guitarist and singer Andy Hillhouse, lots of other folks. You can go to algomatrad.ca/camp for more information and registration. Algoma Trad, 15th Annual Music and Dance and Art Family Camp, August 12 through 18. Well, in 1968, of course, there was rock music, there was country music, and in between there was really no man's island that, you know, the nation was kind of split down the middle. There was a lot going on in 1968, and interestingly enough, a rock band, especially one as successful as the Byrds, making an album of nothing but country music was kind of counter-revolutionary, and not to mention possible career suicide. They did it anyway, though, and this year is the 50th anniversary of Sweetheart of the Rodeo, released by Columbia in August of 1968. It was, wasn't the first country rock album, but it was certainly the most profoundly influential record of its kind and time. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from this. I played one from it last week, but wanted to visit today because it is a real legendary record. And we're going to begin with a track that was very, very popular from this. And my friend Frank up in Barrie Lake always really likes this song a lot, and I do too. It's the Leuven Brothers and the Byrds' take on the Christian life.
My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. But I still love them and I sing with pride. I like the Christian. find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life. My buddy shunned me since I turned to Jesus. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. I live without them and walk in the light. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. Others find pleasure in things I despise.
I got the blues for my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. An ocean liner took him so far away. Well, I didn't mean to treat him so bad. You know he was the best man that I ever had. You know what he said, goodbye, likely to make me cry. I've got to lay down and die, yeah, yeah. If he don't come back, I guess I'm gonna lose my mind. I guess I've got to lose my mind. And if he ever comes back to stay, it's got to be another brand new day. When I go walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Meanwhile, somewhere in some other city, oh Lord, I'm just about to go out my brain. You know why? Because I thought I heard my baby call me. Way he used to call my name. And if he ever comes back to stay, it's got to be another brand new day. When I go again with my baby, talking to my baby and singing to my baby.
got to a policeman said, girl, you can't walk like that. And my boyfriend said,
I got the boogie, boogie in my socks.
Where else?
Oh, please don't think the little girl stops.
And the contemporary folk song sounds of Ricky Lee Jones from her album Pirates. We heard there, that's a great title, Woody and Dutch on the Slow Train to Peking from Pirates. And in front of that, dialing back to 1974, the great Phoebe Snow and her debut for the Shelter label, her cover of very contemporary version of Jesse Fuller's San Francisco Bay Blues with the acclaimed jazz bassist Chuck Israels doing the acoustic work and Phoebe accompanying herself on guitar. And the Byrds got us underway. Of course, 1968, the 50th anniversary of Sweethearts of the Rodeo. And we heard a couple of tracks from this legendary release now. Opened up with the Louvin Brothers, The Christian Life, and followed that up with Where Soul Meets Country, William Bell's reading You Don't Miss Your Water from The Byrds, Sweethearts of the Rodeo. Looks like Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman are out with Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives, kind of like doing a little Sweetheart tour over the next couple of months. If you're around and catch that, I'm sure it'd be a great show. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun's where you've been for the last hour. I've had a great time hanging out with you. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves now. You have a good afternoon and a safe week.